You know, it's so easy when you get a sponsor for the show and you use their services. And I do. It's Karen Locker's Solutions for E-Commerce. Solutionsforecommerce.com/momentum will get you 10% off right now. I've been using her for, I guess it's been a year and change since I first interviewed her. Hired her pretty much right after the show because I'm like, I need everything you're talking about. I've got problems with stranded inventory. And guess what? I had lots of problems with stranded inventory last year as the restrictions were coming through. Boom, she'd fix it. If there's an issue with the photo, fixed. All that kind of stuff. I get refunds now. They just show up. Hey, you know, we're replying to your cases. Here's your refund. My feedback. I don't have to fix my own feedback anymore. It's automatically done. And I see the notes coming through. I still once in a while get an email from Amazon saying, hey, you have some stranded inventory. I send it to her. And most of the time, it's already been dealt with and fixed. But let me tell you, being a single operator, my wife and I, this just takes so much off our plates. I can't say enough about it. It's Solutions for E-Commerce, the number four, solutionsforecommerce.com/momentum to get 10% off her services. Be sure you tell her I sent you, solutionsforecommerce.com.
Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 192, Scott Zilke. Now, you remember last time I talked with Scott, episode number 40, you really want to go check it out. It was in November of 2015. That's crazy to me how long it's been. Scott is a road warrior, was a road warrior. Guess what? Still is a road warrior. The number of miles, the travel he did, it just blows me away. Well, he's back and he's moved and he's had changes and life still functions. Scott is one of the most consistent people I've met who travel, and he's giving some pro tips, but also he's giving some relationship tips. And I think that's the story. Let's get into the podcast. Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, and I am so excited to have my guest, who was episode number 40, back in November of 2015, Scott Zilke. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you.
I'm blown away with how long it's been since you and I have talked, and it's just incredible because your story is relatively the same. You are a heavy RA traveler, right? You are a road warrior by all stretches, right? How many miles did you put on last year?
Last year on the van, 68,000 miles.
I got to pause for a second. 68,000 miles. If I put 3,000 miles on my car last year, it was a lot. I mean, I just don't drive anywhere. You put 68,000 miles. Is that over 52 weeks, or would that be over less number of weeks?
It's over the 52 weeks. In 2015, I was traveling every other week. I was leaving on Sunday night and then coming back Thursday or Friday every other week. So that was pretty heavy.
It blows me away that you still, right? And this was your modus operandi when last time we talked. You were doing a heavy trip. I forget where we were going because we were going to meet. Oh, Chicago. And we were going to meet each other. Or you were on your way back from Chicago. I don't remember what it was. But I remember it was a real heavy trip. And your wife was going to meet you at some place. And you were very intentional about that. And I remember that you had your mileage, your hotels, you had everything documented down to the penny. You knew exactly how much you spent. You knew exactly how much you made. You were very, very intentional. Has that changed at all?
When I look back, I don't think I did a good job back then. So wow. I've tried to think, you know, how can I make it easier, more that I can do? So I've made everything in my phone. That's one of the biggest things. Using Evernote. And they have a program called Scannable. So, you know, scanning every receipt as I buy something, and it's in Evernote. So there's a lot of things that I've tried to digitize so that when I get back, it's not just a mess of receipts.
Oh, that's a pro tip. So I want to pause there a second. So Scannable, connected to Evernote, is Scannable a paid app or a free app?
No, it is actually a free app that's free with that Evernote makes.
Okay. So it comes with Evernote. And so you literally scan your receipts from, I'll make it up and say Target. You literally scan them every night or whatever, and then put them into Evernote for processing, or how do you do that?
I just make a folder in Evernote for whichever the name of the trip is. So basically it's using your camera. It'll take a picture of the receipt, and then I file it in that folder. And then when I get home, I have a manila envelope that I put the receipts for that trip in. So the folder and the envelope match. So if you ever go looking for something, you can find the paper, find the digital by searching it, and then you can find the paper because you know where to look.
Do you then use that information entered into Inventory Lab or ScanPower or one of those services to document your cost of goods?
I do, but I process from the road, so I had the receipts. I'm using the receipts in the hotel room.
Oh, okay. So you're keying them in. And so how do you go back if somebody says, hey, this is a this is a fake. This isn't real. How do you go back and find that receipt by date or something like that? Or how does that work?
Most of the things I purchase, like I'm on a trip right now. There's 20 things we're looking for, or I'm looking for. So, you know, I'm going to go to every store. I'm going to 130 stores in 6 days. So I just need to find one. I just need to find one receipt.
Okay. So one receipt for that one item. It's not difficult. Okay. I get it. And so, this is Steve, ignorant Steve. When you scan, will you take a picture or is it a scanned video of that receipt? And I assume it's a picture. If so, how do you fit the receipt in when it's 6 feet long?
It is a picture. It actually, the little program kind of, as much as it can see, it kind of turns blue on the receipt. And if it's a real long one, I just do it in half.
No kidding.
You can do as many as you want to, or you can do them individual. So I just, for if it's a long one, I do it and then flip it over and do it again. And then it looks like this two receipts together, but you know, every other one's individual, but if it's a long one, it's a pair. So it's easy to pick out a long receipt.
Okay. And so does it allow you to blow it up so you can actually read it when you get into Evernote?
It does. And Evernote, the free version, allows you two devices. So I have it on my phone and on my MacBook.
Okay.
So when I get home, I can look on the computer and find anything. So you know, the size of looking at a computer is much easier than a phone.
Dude, that's a pro tip, because you don't come home with piles of stuff to do. You've done it. You've done the hard work. When you have some downtime and you just don't feel like going anywhere, you can get that done, check it off. Now, is that a ritual for you? I mean, do you make certain that, you know, is there a nighttime function that you say, before I go to bed, I'm going to have this done? Or how's that work?
Yeah, when I finish each night in the hotel, this has not been but like the last 4 or 5 trips. But each night when I finish, it's just part of cleaning up and finishing the receipts and the process.
Has this changed what happens when you get home? I mean, have you seen an improvement in your home life because you've taken that messy piece and got that finished?
No, my home life's got a little crazier. It's not because of work. When I get home, it's still the same. I bring the last day of stuff that I stop on the way home, but we've moved 600 miles across states to bring my wife back to where she's from, and so my son goes to college and lives at home.
Okay.
So there's been some dynamics that have changed, but it's not because of Amazon.
Amazon's the one consistent thing in your life, isn't it? I mean, that's not a negative. I'm just saying that's been the one thing, because one of the things that blew me away when we talked in the pre-show was that you moved 600 miles and not much has happened other than you might have to drive a little further or you go a different direction, right? I mean, it's been pretty much the consistent thing, hasn't it?
It has, and it's really not any further. It's just different cities. Instead of being based on the East Coast and going up and down the East Coast, I'm now in Alabama, and I go in the Midwest, or you know, Tennessee, Nashville, Atlanta, Birmingham.
Has it changed? I'm excited to talk about your changes at home. I mean, I want to get to that, but I'm very fascinated with this. So you move 600 miles, your business doesn't skip a beat. Is it different when you're looking for merchandise now, or are you having just as much success in another part of the country?
The one main difference is the store that I'm the best at. There's one particular store that I've been to 2,500 of those stores in the last couple of years.
Oh my God.
There are not as many out here. It's an East Coast, West Coast chain. Mm-hmm. And the middle of the Midwest is not very – hence, I'm in Kentucky right now going to 100 of them. just because I can't find them down there within you know, the hour or two drive. So it's
are you exaggerating? Are you really going to go to 100 of them?
Yes, I'm. I was in Louisville today. I'm at a hotel tonight in Lexington. Tomorrow night, I should end up in probably Raleigh-Durham, and then Charlotte, and then I'll touch through Atlanta on the way home.
And there'll be 100 stores of that same store. You're not exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating.
That's crazy, dude. I mean, everybody's sitting there saying, whoa, wait a second. How do you map that? Are you using some particular software, or if it's the same software you used in your first trip? Tell me that.
Still use the exact same one. It's there's an update to it. It's called InRoute. It's an iOS program. Mm-hmm. And the difference is you used to can only put 25 waypoints, but now you can do 100. So basically, it has a search function that feeds off of Google Maps. Hmm. So basically, you just put the store name in, and whatever areas in the map's lit up, it'll show you all of them. And you just tell it to plot them, and it just drops them on the map.
And so do you have a plan of stopping? Did you have a plan of stopping in Lexington, or is that when you said, okay, I've had enough today? Or has that already been planned out too, based on the map and the pre-planning for the trip?
When you've done this for a couple of years, you kind of get a feel of how far you can go.
Okay.
And how many stores you can hit. So today I've hit 23 today, and we're going to do this interview, and I'm going to go hit 6 more before they close.
How many SKUs do you buy at each store? I have to know.
I'm looking at 20 SKUs per store. What happened is they have a reset on their toy. And so basically this company, when they reset their toys, they go, hey, these are not going to be here anymore. They're 75% off every one of them. There's no slow marks. There's no anything. And so you've got to act. You know, last night I'm looking, I'm going, wait a minute. They just hit 75%. I got in the car at 8 o'clock last night and planned all this.
No kidding. Do you put in all these store locations? Oh, wait. So you put them in last night, this 100?
Oh, yeah. This 100 last night.
So that wasn't your plan, but because you're so good at it, you've been doing it, you're able to functionally change mid-route and change your game somewhat.
I got a phone call at 4:30 last night from my brother. He said, do you realize that there's a lot more toys and things on clearance than we realize? He said, I have found up to 20 items. I thought it was only 4 or 5. And so from the time he told me at 4:30 until I left the house at 8 o'clock last night, you know, I planned the entire trip, packed the suitcase, packed the van, and was out the door in 4 hours.
No kidding. Dude, I applaud you. I got to stop and applaud. Hold on 1 second though. It's just, I love the fact. No, it's impressive that you've been able to put your head on a swivel, as that one guy says, and you were able to pivot that quickly. But that's experience, right?
Man, I left the house without even a hotel room. I did that on Hotwire while I was driving.
Oh, my God. So from a confidence point of view, there's really not much stopping you. What do you do, though? I mean, do you get lonely on the road? I mean, you know, I don't want to start a country song. I should get some country song music going in the background. But I mean, how do you keep your sanity about you? Because that's not an easy run.
Before, my wife was going about every other trip, and that because they were a little shorter, so that was nice. But her health has declined a little bit. But the one thing that happened in the move was we moved to be in Huntsville, Alabama, to her family. She's from Huntsville. My brother lives in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, which is 2.5 hours away. He retired from the sheriff's department there, and he's a part-time Amazon seller. And we're like, we should just do this together. We buy the same thing. We tell each other. We talk all the time. It's a relationship that's blossomed through Amazon. And so that's really killed a lot of the lonesome. Even on a trip like this that I am by myself, I've had a headphone in my ear for the majority of the day because he's been in Birmingham buying stuff, and I've been on the phone with him about 7 hours.
And that's changed things, right? I mean, let's talk about that. Let's talk about relationships and the loneliness. So the fact that you have someone else that, you know, most people would have said, whoa, that was a competitor. Let's assume he wasn't your brother, right? That was a competitor. Now, all of a sudden, you partnered up with somebody, and some people could say, wait a second, though, you're cutting into, now you're going to have to share the buy box. Now you're going to have to do this. Now you're going to have to do that. But you're saying that that's given you some fulfillment, let alone it's your brother. I mean, there's some fulfillment there because you now have something, someone to connect with?
It is. it changes the dynamic because you get more ideas. It's almost like a I'm not in a mastermind group, but between the two of us, it's almost like one because we think so opposite. You know, it works really well because, you know, if I see something, he sees it completely opposite. And you know, my brother has a drive and an energy like nothing I've ever seen. He's like the Energizer Bunny. If I think about what he's doing, it makes me tired. And and so as I get older and the road gets a little harder, we were in Detroit 6 weeks ago, 10 o'clock at night. We got back to the hotel and we're like, we're going home in the morning anyway. Why don't we just drive all night? We can tag team to drive. It's 12 hours. And it's stuff like that. The spontaneity has been added to it. I mean, there's a lot of humor. I'm the same one of the two brothers, if you can believe that.
But you know, it as you said to me earlier, that this has taken your relationship to a place that it wasn't at, and that's not a negative, but now you have something very much in common, and now all of a sudden you guys can share, and you find out you're a lot more similar than different. I know you say you're polar opposites, but still, you guys share this, and it's become a common theme between you, and it's drawn you closer. Did you think your relationship would ever get this close with him?
No, we have always had opposite friends. I went to college. He went to the service. We've never had hung out in the same groups. The only interest we even shared in common is that we both love the University of Alabama, the football team. But, you know, I'd go from not talking to him. But, you know, we talk a couple times a year about this or that. Man, I talk to him 3 or 4 times a day, every day, no matter what. It's been... Even my mother has commented on that, you know, she never, ever, ever thought that her sons would be like this. That
you found friend again.
It was almost like I had two only children.
You found a best friend again, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
He's a good guy. I'm not an emotional person because my childhood was not the greatest. So I don't have a lot of emotions, but yeah, it's.
Dude, this is a big moment. This is cool to me.
I never thought there'd ever be a day that I'd tell you that my brother's my best friend. But it is amazing. And Amazon, I mean, it's as simple as we both grew up going to yard sales with our grandparents. We both love to hunt the deal. and it's turned into, you know, a wonderful thing.
Dude, that is just so powerful. I just want to pause for a second and think about that. So the relationship wasn't strained. It just wasn't there, right? It just wasn't connected.
That's correct.
And it's not a negative. That's fair. But now, because you guys have this common interest and you found that you both have the same skills, or does he pull you up? Let me ask that question. Is he motivating you? Are you more productive because you're seeing him being the Energizer Bunny and so it draws you to do a little bit more and push a little harder?
I'm more productive because he'll guilt me into doing things.
Okay.
You know, since he's retired, he doesn't need the income, and not that he doesn't need it. He needs some income, but he's got a retirement. But I'll get the call. You know, what the hell are you doing? I mean, why are you not listening? You know, a lot of the, you know, he's not shy about, you know, telling me you need to be doing this, you know, pushing me to continue to, you know, that day that I don't want to do anything, and you get the call, what the hell are you doing? Why are you not doing this? And it's kind of hard after, you know, all the work we put in to find all this stuff, you know, to tell him, because I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to disappoint him. Now you got a friend that you can't and you won't disappoint. All right, I'm getting emotional. Let me take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about things that you've learned and changes that you've made in your business, because I think, again, you're consistency in your business is mind-blowing. I mean, how many miles did you put on the year before? So 68,000 last year. How about the year before?
Mid-40s.
So it's not slowing down for you, and that's what I want to talk about. We'll be right back. You've heard me talk a lot about private label, and Andy Slammons is back with a new free course. It's the Smart private label course. S stands for selecting a product. M, manufacture with the right supplier. So important. Amazing photos, keyword research, and listing preparation is the A. R stands for ranking your product to the first page of search. We all know how critical that is. And then T is taking your product to the top of Amazon and beyond. This is a free course. It's going to help you get that foundation to do your own private label productness. You want to work smarter. Get it smarter. AmazingFreedom.com/smart. AmazingFreedom.com/smart. Tell Andy I sent you.
Okay, so I got a little choked up there. I'm sorry. I apologize for that, but too bad. I felt good. And it is such a cool story because that's real. You know, Scott talks about offline. He was talking and, you know, he talked about how, you know, he was able to help his brother just by bringing it up, saying, hey, I'm really good at this. You ought to try it. And now his brother's able to retire and do it. And yet they might not have had the relationship. He's saying he wouldn't have had the relationship he has now yet because of his Amazon business and him introducing him. I mean, to me, that's the story. He taught someone to fish, not gave him fish. And that is such a powerful story. The relationship, all that stuff matters. I mean, if there's one thing in life that really matters, it's your relationship with others. So I hope you enjoyed that. Let's get into the podcast. We're back and we're talking with Scott Zilke, who got me a little emotional there, I must admit, because I just think, let me tell you, as a guy, you know, I get that we're not supposed to be, but that's a very cool story and it's something you should be very proud of, and you should wear that badge very high on your shoulder because that's a very cool story. Okay, so let's talk things you've learned. So you drove 50% more this year than you did the year before. Because you moved or because you're going harder?
It was that I was going harder, but I'm going to throw you a curveball. I'm going to cut it in half this year.
Oh, all right. But wait, let's not go there yet. Did you have to work harder last year than the year before? People are going to ask that in their head. They're going to be like, Steve, of course it was hard. It was harder, so he had to put more miles on to get the same sales. Did you experience the same sales?
Sales went from 470 to 540, so okay. I had a little more last
year. So you had more last year. And you had to go further to get them, or is it because of the move and all the rest of that stuff, or is it an intentional just change, try to mix it up a little bit?
The increased miles are to get the stores I'd never been to before. This chain has stores that are farther up into the Northeast. I'd never been to New York, so I went to all the stores on Long Island, New Jersey, up almost to Boston from North Carolina, so that added a few miles.
Was it to see more, or what was it for? I mean, why? I mean, you didn't have to see those, right? Or is it you chase the product, so therefore you chase in that store because you know the product's there?
A little combination of both. That store has, they don't, if when something goes on clearance, they just leave it on clearance. It just sits there and sits there and sits there. They never do anything with it. So as you go to a store, I can find older things. Like I found stuff today in a store that I skipped somehow. And, you know, I hadn't seen it in 6 months, 8 months. So it was just, there was a couple items that were, once you buy them once, they're never coming back. So, you know, that thought crossed my mind.
Buy them all.
How many stores can I get to?
Right. And then you just buy them all. And then that way you have them. Do you house any of your inventory or is it all housed at Amazon?
The only stuff I house is eBay, and eBay is the change that's coming this year.
Okay. All right. So let's get to that. So you put on almost 70,000 miles last year. This year, you're going to cut it in half. Talk about that.
I don't know if it's as I get older. I'm looking more longer trips, doing like one time. This is an exception. You know, I went to Oklahoma. I was 8 days on the road. I'm trying to make it where I do a 7 or 8 day trip once a month instead of every other week.
Oh, I like it.
And then because the thought crossed my mind, if you're busting your hump to get to all these stores and there will be something that's restricted, but it's a great deal, and I was just leaving it. And I thought, what in the world are you leaving that money there when you can sell on eBay when you get back?
Okay.
And so I've started in the van keeping two boxes that go home. They are the eBay boxes. So as I'm in a store scanning, like say a Walmart, if I'm chasing Walmart, you know, you'll run across ink cartridges, you'll run across whatever, toys that have been restricted, you know, whether it could be the, you know, the feminine hygiene products that's real hot restrictions right now. But, you know, you look at eBay and go, man, there's still money on the table.
Hmm.
And so I made a conscious effort. I did eBay for – I've been selling eBay since 2000, but I kind of slacked off. But I've made a conscious effort that I can spend that extra week at home. My wife's back is not getting any better. She's actually at home right now with a broken foot.
Oh, no.
So it's just a conscious effort that, hey, I can only be gone one time a month and, you know, run eBay and sell less dollars but make the same dollar amount.
And have more time with your family, right? And do whatever, work on your relationships, work on the rest of your life. I'm all about intentional living. So it sounds like you've made an intentional change and you feel that you'll still be able to make the same net profit because you won't have the expenditure. Right. I mean, that's reasonable.
Right.
Love it.
Right. And we just bought a house. And so I'm going to build a self-standing 2-car garage to run the eBay business out of. So I'm also hoping to add some wholesale to that since I'll have a place to process it that's not in the house all over everywhere.
And so you're designing the garage with that in mind.
That's correct.
Love it.
It's going to be long enough, big enough to hold my trailer and then be able to back in and unload it. So it's going to be longer and it's going to have an office upstairs so that I can have the business completely out of the house.
You know, I'm all about intentional living and hearing you talk like this. This is stuff that you planned. Who else is involved in your planning? Is your wife involved in the discussions? And then follow up with, is your brother involved in the discussions?
My wife definitely is. We've been married this summer, it'll be 26 years, so I don't do anything.
Well, that's awesome.
Without her, so. But, you know, we have a car fund set aside for her, and we're going to purchase her a new car this summer. And she told me a couple months ago, hey, it's more important that we build the building and support the business. So she took the whole car fund and gave it to the business, the building fund. So that was.
Wow. That's a big, that's a true love thing. That's a commitment thing, right?
Oh yeah, I have put so many miles in the other van. I actually have a new van for this year, and so I worked out the deal with her. That's, you know, if I'm in town, she can have the new one. So,
you know, speaking of that, does your road trips put a strain on your relationship?
No, when you've been together so long, and there's such faith in. You know, there's no doubt or anything, you know.
No, I don't mean it that way. I meant just, you know, and I don't, just the longing for each other because, you know, I've been married 31 years. And so, you know, when I'm away for a few days, I usually get a note and it's like, man, come home. I miss you. You know, that kind of thing. But I don't take 8-day trips very much. I have, but I haven't in a long time.
Yeah, about day 3, I start hearing that.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I get so obsessed in the chase, and she'd be the first one to tell you that I get so focused on how many stores can I hit, and then when I get in it, I've got the process. And then as soon as I'm done, it's 2 o'clock at night, and I'm trying to get 4 hours sleep to do it again, and I'm doing this 6 or 7 days in a row. My time is so focused that until I have to drive like more than a couple of hours in a car, and you go, hey, I'm by myself, this sucks.
Okay.
But
otherwise, you're busy. You keep yourself busy.
Yeah. You know, I've already been to 22 stores today. I've got 7 large Home Depot boxes full of merchandise to deal with. So.
Wait, I'm sitting there thinking about, you know, what you would do differently. But it sounds to me like when you're home, you're committed, right? You're not taking this work home with you very much. You have a little bit, you bring that last batch home. But when you're home, are you focused on the family?
Yeah, and I piddle with it when I'm at home. I don't necessarily all shut it off, but it's a lot of downtime. There's no, it's whatever they need. You know, we have one child and he's a freshman at UAH, the University of Alabama, Huntsville. So we don't see him much, but it's whatever she needs. Being disabled, it's so if it's doctor's appointments or if it's just spending time, whatever it is, she comes first.
Well, I mean, I love that whole strategy. Go out, work hard, put your head down, do the work, come back, focus on the family, you know, keep a little bit of pulse on it, but focus on the family. What's your advice, you know, thinking about, A, you've been married a long time,
And you've been doing this a long time now. And go back and listen to episode 40 to get Scott's backstory, because it's a great story. What's your advice? I mean, would your advice be get a partner like your brother as fast as you can? Because that seems to have changed your business somewhat. Is that something that, knowing that now, would you go back and do that over again? Not necessarily your brother, but somebody who you can have a strong relationship with in the business sense.
Yeah, it Amazon, you know, you spend your life so fearful that somebody's going to, oh, they're going to kill the buy box. And until you understand that it doesn't matter if 100 sellers come in, this product, if the rank is decent, the price is good, the rank's going to take care of itself. And you've got a temporary, if you wait to 3 weeks, you're right back to where you were. We live as Amazon sellers so fearful of somebody's going to find out something. And it's just my brother and I. Here's how we do a store. People go, I can't believe y'all go sourcing together. Even his wife said, how do y'all going to make this work? We go into a store like a Walmart. I'll go to electronics and clearance. He'll go to toys and meet me in electronics and clearance, and we'll finish up. We'll go put the two baskets together, and we split them half and half. If there's 10 of an item, 5 and 5. So we'll have identical purchases. So there's never any. The competition is they say, hey, I found this. This is a great item. But, you know, in reality, you find two or three of them, we both get the same thing. So it's a neat system. So that's the one thing. Find somebody you trust, and then just you got to go with it. You can't be scared. You can't let fear. Fear just puts the brakes on anything.
You know, it. I love it because both of you are covering that store so well. You're covering every square inch, right? You're not, you know, you don't feel, I got to rush, because you know he's in there taking care of it. And what's cool is if he finds something that you didn't, all of a sudden your knowledge base gets expanded, right? And then you're able to take advantage of it. I think it's a great opportunity. And yes, you get less items, but the great news is you probably get a wider path of items, right? A go wide, not deep, right? And so that's a big advantage for you.
Right. And we also cover stores faster because, you know, you've cut the time in half in that store because I'm only covering half the store now instead of having to go to that whole store. So you really come back with the same number, or, you know, we process in the hotel room. There's a couple hotels that have bigger rooms, like the Home 2 Suites for Hilton. They have double desks. So we just sit there side by side and process and talk through the rest of the night.
You cut the hotel costs in advance, right? Your travel costs get cut. I mean, it sounds like all along, you know, the benefit, I don't hear any negative to this story at all. And you're, more importantly, developing a deeper relationship, because ultimately that's really what matters. The money, you need some money, but that really isn't as important as the relationship, right? I mean, that, quite frankly, is pretty much everything.
Right. And I would tell you, as a lone road warrior, the other lonely time is meal time. That, you know, most of the time I grab it in the car just because meals become a function of, I just need something to eat because my body needs fuel. But when two people are out on the road, you know, it becomes a rest and relaxation. There's a lot more. These trips that my brother's name is Terry. When Terry and I take together, we rush and work hard, but then there is some relaxation that doesn't happen when you're by yourself. You know, we'll be at Longhorns, and we know we'll have a couple of big steaks and some beers. There'll be stuff in there that, you know, that you'll stop and smell the roses that I don't allow myself when I'm out by myself.
Dude, I love it. I'm ending it there because it's exactly where I was hoping we would go. There is the story right there. So there might be a couple trade-offs of some buy box time. Big whoop.
Yeah.
If I'm going to trade a buy box, I'd rather trade it with my best friend than anyone else, right? And to me, that's a big deal. And that what you just said, stop and smell the roses, because God forbid something happens, you'll have regrets. You have no regrets. Dude, I am so impressed with what you've been able to do. I love the story. I love where you're going. I love where you're taking it. I can't wait to see what you do next. Any closing thoughts that you want to end with?
The other thing that's always slowed me down is not trusting someone else to do something because you don't think they can do it as well as you do. But but there is no buy box fight between the two of us because I'm the computer guy and he trusts me with the computer. So I have our App Eagle account set up to where mine never triggers his, because mine always comes to a plus 1 cent and he stays even. So we never fight each other. We never lower the price. And, you know, I've got all his passwords. He's like, I don't care how you set it up. Just make sure we make the most money.
And you're not price fixing, right? There's no price fixing, right? There's other competitors, right?
And no, we don't talk about the price or anything. He sets his, and I mean, he does whatever. I mean, we generally both, whatever the buy box is, that's where we set the price when we send it in. But it's just that the repricer is set so they don't, you know, because if most people who don't know what they're doing, a repricer, it always keeps going down. But I don't allow mine to trigger his. So that's I never go below him to make it keep going below him.
Dude, I am so impressed, and I love the consistency. Moving 600 miles, business doesn't skip a step. That one thing is the consistency in your life. And I mean, it, in a lot of people's lives, that's the hardest part, right, is that job change, right? That would be like devastating to move 600 miles, the uncertainty in that you have no uncertainty. You just hit the road, boom, move on and change. That is a lesson. That is a lot of pro tips. Man, I wish you nothing but success. I'm going to pop your contact out here if somebody has a question for you to follow up. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
All right. Scott, I wish you nothing but success. Thank you so much. Take care.
Great. Thank you.
You know, you're going to have competitors in any business that you are in. Imagine if your competitor is your friend and it's their success. You sit back and smile, even though it might hurt you a little bit, because you love them. That's a cool place to be. And if you're not in that place, if you're a loner and you're out there and you're saying, man, I don't like this, this isn't for me, try it. Try to develop those relationships. You might find your new best friend because you have so much in common with them. And that's what matters. When you're sitting there home alone and lonely, having that other person that you can rely on is way more important. ecommercemomentum.com, ecommercemomentum.com. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.